The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
WTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Biden administration is trying to make the case that the economy is neither in nor headed for a recession. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Republicans say Thursday's report showing the economy shrank for the second consecutive quarter is evidence of a Biden recession. But the president and his team are going all out to play down that label, pointing instead to low unemployment and strong consumer spending.
That doesn't sound like a recession to me.
In the April to June quarter, the economy contracted by nearly 1% after shrinking by 1.6% from January to March. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Gun rights opponents in the House have revived a ban on semi-automatic weapons after an 18-year lapse. Most Republicans say it is an unconstitutional law violating the Second Amendment. The final vote was 217 in favor of the ban, 213 opposed. This is SRN News.
This week in the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt, brought to you in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. This week, GDP numbers reflect two consecutive quarters of contraction. For the average American, that means recession, but not for the Biden administration.
I'm just saying that we're just not going to define it.
Join us for our program. Sign up for our podcast at townhallreview.com.
Every Saturday evening at 7 and Sunday nights at 11, here on AM 1280, The Patriot, Intelligent Radio.
AM 1280, The Patriot. My name is Gabe. Glad to have you along today. And let's take a look at your weather. Today, sunny and a high of 87. Tomorrow, slight chance of thunderstorms and a high of 88. Then for your Monday, mostly sunny and a high of 84. Hour one of the NARN with Mitch Berg is next. Thanks for joining us today on AM 1280, The Patriot.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and World. It's the wind beneath the right wing. The shining spot of red in the sea of dismal, dingy, depressing institutional blue. The Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. My name, Mitch Berg. My blog, shotinthedark.info. 18 years strong, I don't know, 20 years strong, documenting the things that need to be documented, along with my good friends, Mr. D, I almost said Johnny Roosh. That was like 10 years ago. Mr. D, Jeff Kuba, thank you very much. I mix the two up constantly. And, of course, First Ringer, bringing the stuff that matters to you, stuff about, everything about that matters in life. I mean, mostly politics, but, yeah, some sports, some trivia, some music, some history, lots of history. Mr. D, First Ringer and I write a ton of history, stuff that we both really enjoy writing. Anyway, check us out at shotinthedark.info. 5 days a week, sometimes six. You never know. Sometimes events transpire to make me violate the weekend and do some writing there as well. All of which is show prep for today, 18 years strong, dominating Twin Cities weekend media. Now, one of the things that has been a feature of both the show and the blog before it was a feature, a running gag, if you will, that's become really something much more. I call it Berg's Law. I've talked about it many times in this broadcast. It's these observations that started out as satire, started out as attempts at humorous quips about behavior, have turned out to actually be absolutely dead accurate, absolutely dead on, perfect measurements of political behavior, mostly political behavior. Sometimes it's human nature. And as befits something this important, I deliberate on the addition of Berg's laws to the canon of Berg's law with the sort of sober deliberation that the Supreme Court brings to their case law work. Actually, any federal judge and many state judges outside of Minnesota, the deliberation that they bring, because here they just basically rubber stamp the DFL, but many of them, not all of them. But I bring the same level of deliberation to Berg's law that a good chunk of the judiciary brings to its work. And so it's rare. It's been a few years now since I've added a new Berg's law. But I'm thinking really hard, very hard, in fact, about adding, I believe it's the 23rd law to the canon here. And the law will say something to this effect. A DFL politician can say pretty much anything they want, no matter how preposterous, in almost absolute certainty that their audience is never going to call them on it because they just don't do critical thinking. I've got to polish the wording. But it's something that we've noticed, not so much about Democrats. I mean, I do this not to insult Democrat voters, by the way, because today's Democrat voter is tomorrow's Republican voter. That's something way too many Republicans and conservatives don't get, don't understand. By the way, this is something I've been hammering on some Republicans about because they've been trying to hammer me for years on this. When I was saying 10 and 15 years ago, hey, these Latino, many Latino, Black, and Asian voters are potential conservatives. They live conservative lives in many ways. The Black church is healthier than the white church in conservative terms. Latinos live their family lives and their business lives more conservatively than most of us Caucasians do. Asians are stereotypically, but there is something to the stereotype, live free enterprise in a way that all too many Caucasians do not. I'm especially talking about the woke college-educated ones that are the basis of the DFL and the Democratic Party nationwide these days. And I, by the way, I got pushback on this from people on the right in my own party saying, ah, no, give up on them. Spend our time and effort making sure our base is secure. Well, where would we be today had we not done it? When, in a day like today, when Latinos are who used to be D plus 27, I think, in 2016, 2012, 2016, they were D by almost 30 points, Democrats by almost a 30-point margin, like 65, 35, something like that. And today, they're D plus 3, which means most likely that they're tied to perhaps maybe even lean just a tad Republican, since Republicans don't take polls as often and as frequently and as enthusiastically as Democrats do. That's neither here nor there. All we know is there's been a huge swing towards these people who, for whom conservatism, if should we actually practice it, is fundamentally, viscerally attractive. I mean, it's Latinos who favor border security more than anyone. This should tell you something. So when I say Democrats can count on their base not thinking all that terribly critically about things, I say this not to insult Democrat voters, because today's Democrat voter is tomorrow's Republican voter if you play your cards right. I was one of them once. I would have voted certainly left of center when I voted in my first election. I think my first election I probably voted for mostly Democrats. But I came around, and an awful lot of people do. Nonetheless, I don't know if I'd say it's insulting the base. I don't know. Is telling someone they're incapable of critical thought an insult? Maybe. I'll have to ruminate on that just a bit before I formulate the final Berg's Law and codify it for the world's codify it in the canon for the world's benefit. But it's important because we're seeing this today. I mean, I've been hammering on this for months, really years on this show, this observation. The Democratic politicians can say anything, no matter how preposterous, no matter how absurd. They can say pretty much anything they want, and they do, because nobody on their side is going to check them on it. And I'm not just talking about the Democrat in the street. Although that Democrat in the street is increasingly someone who is very, very proud of their own basis in knowledge. I mean, remember, as we talked about last week and the week before, the base of the Democratic Party today is middle-class college-educated white people, especially middle-class college-educated women. These people tend to be very proud of how much information they have, how much education, how much schooling they have, how much stuff they know. And yet, when a Democratic politician says something that's completely preposterous, just absolutely, what are you talking about? Why would anybody with an IQ above room temperature in northern Norway believe this? It's because they can get away with it. And I guess there's no intrinsically non-insulting way to say this. White, college-educated, middle-class people who are nonetheless Democrats are intellectual legends in their own mind. And that's not a flattering thing to say. Which doesn't mean it's not the absolute gospel truth. And we're seeing that around us right now. Now, we're seeing this writ large. And this station has many great national hosts, people who cover the national beat, with very capably. Hugh Hewitt in the mornings, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, Officer Tatum. Over on the 1570, we've got the likes of, we've got Mark Levin, of course. We've got Ben Shapiro. A lot of great hosts covering the national beat, and they will cover stories like this preposterous retrenching that Big Left and the administration is doing around the term recession. King Banyan, I'm sure, talked about this morning on the King Banyan radio show on her sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman. He's been talking about it on his social media feed for quite some time now. The definition of recession, traditionally, and as a matter of essentially as a canon, when you have two straight quarters of negative growth, you're in a recession. Well, that's what we've had. The economy shrank by almost a full percentage point this past quarter, and it shrank the previous quarter. That's a recession. That was a recession in the words of many of the people who were saying, well, it's complicated now. The White House's economics advisor said, well, it's kind of complicated. Maybe there's some other fact. Or like the president just said in the news at the top of the hour. Well, we've got low unemployment. We got consumer spending at all-time highs. I don't do a very good Joe Biden impression. I wish I did. I'll have to work on that. I sound a little more like Jimmy Stewart than Joe Biden, and never shall the twain meet. But you've got the president, the quote, president, end quote, say, well, we got strong consumer spending. Again, I sound like Jimmy Stewart. We got strong consumer spending and low unemployment. That doesn't look like a recession to me. And of course, this is something that he can say, knowing full well the media is not going to check him on it. And the white middle class, college educated, upper middle class base of his party certainly isn't going to check him up because they're doing fabulously well, by the way. The laptop class that comprises a good chunk of the Democrat base, they have prospered immensely during the pandemic and all of its fallout. They're doing very well. The executive class, the academic class, they're cruising on all eight cylinders. So they don't have a recession. If you're lower middle class, if you're working class, if you're rural, much, much less so. But they're not the ones you're talking to. Now, as I said, this preposterous notion that the media and the Democrat establishment is covering for the idea of the recession is going full-blown Orwell on the subject of recession in the news right now, just to try and soften some of the electoral impact for the Democratic Party on the upcoming midterms, which, again, are looking pretty bad for the Democrats still, and trying to prevent the president from dropping into single digits in his public opinion polls. I mean, he's at near record lows now in the 30s, dipping into the low 30s in many constituencies on some polls. Possibly heading for the 20s before terribly long if things don't get turned around, which, of course, the media is going to work on doing. We have people, our national hosts, our Hugh Hewitts, our Dennis Pragers, our Mark Levins, cover this quite capably. But we've got some evidence of that here on the local level. I want to talk about that when we come back. 651-289-4488, or you can join us on Twitter, Gab, Parler, MeWe, and Getter at hashtag Narn Show. Go nowhere. It's the Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot.
Salmon fishing in Alaska, at an amusement park in Green Bay, or taking a stroll through Loring Park.
We're where you are.
Stream AM 1280 The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-786-2300. 800-786-2300. That's 800-786-2300.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Get that Rack Shack attack, Rack Shack barbecue.
Pick it up or take it out, RackShackToGo.com or RackShackDelivery.com. It's so easy. Hey, you've been working hard. Half the staff is gone and your crew needs a lift. Go to RackShackToGo.com for pickup or RackShackDelivery.com and we'll bring it out to you.
It's America's food and the right thing to do. Get that Rack Shack attack, Rack Shack barbecue.
A journey to Israel this November will impact you forever. Join Sebastian Gorka, Dinesh D'Souza, and our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours, for 10 life-changing days. Register today at StandWithIsraelTour.com.
AM 1280, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. 651-289-4488, the number to call. Hey, don't forget, a July Regnery Book of the Month is Storm in the Land of Rain, A Mother's Dying Wish Becomes Her Daughter's Nightmare. It's a harrowing story by Sylvia Foti, the award-winning journalist who grew up celebrating her war hero grandfather, Lithuania, who was known as a martyr for Lithuanian independence, but found out a very different story about his activities during the Holocaust. Sign up to win this fascinating story of betrayal, bravery, and the power of seeking truth no matter what the cost at our Freedom Fan Club at am1280thepatriot.com. By the way, if you didn't know this, Regnery Publishing, long a standard bearer of the conservative cause, is now a division of Salem Media Group, as is the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Pretty much soon everything good is going to be a part of Salem Media Group. They are taking things on faster than, I don't know, than Bill Gates is. So, anyway, join us or...
Bye, bye, love.
Well, that seems harsh.
Bye, bye, love.
No, I just meant get the book. No, you don't have to go away or anything. I mean, we're all friends here. 651-289-4488. Here's what... This is a subject I need to take a full hour on here. And I don't have a full hour to spend today because... A couple of guests coming up on the show today, by the way. First District Congressional candidate Brad Finstead running to replace Jim Hagedorn both in the special election, which is coming up shortly, and in the fall election to replace him for a full term. He's going to be joining us here in a little bit. And, of course, Alan Shen, who's running for the Minnesota House in District 40B, be joining us later on in the show here today. So, by the way, I'm in for Brad Carlson, who's off on assignment. I'll be in tomorrow. Hope you enjoyed Senator Dave Osmek last week, by the way. That was a lot of fun. I said it was going to be a big deal, substitute host for Brad last week. Did I lie? I think not. Anyway, I'll be in tomorrow for Brad. This will be a fun one. Anyway, what I'm talking about here, and I don't want to bring this more local and then after we get done with some of our interviews today, but one of the reasons that I'm codifying this Berg's Law is that it has a lot to do with how what the Democrats are having to do in this electoral cycle. Now, I want to say this before I get into this. There's a lot of talk about a red wave. There's a lot of talk about Republicans doing very, very well in this election, which is the most dangerous thing in the world if you're a Republican. If you're a conservative, you have to fight like you're 3 points down. You have to fight like you're fighting against a popular president, or people will get complacent and they will stay home. I've been talking for 12 years now about the idea of the bandwagon effect, which normally is something that happens when Democratic media sandbags Republicans in polls to get them to stay home. Pretty sure it also works the other way. If you sandbag people the right way, say, it's you guys are heading for a blowout. Don't worry about showing up the polls. You're going to walk to a complete victory. People stay home. The Democrats perform. They outkick their coverage by quite a bit. That's not what we want. We do not want to get cocky about things here. And it's easy and tempting to become cocky because there's the impression I get is the Democrats are trying to sell failure as success. They are trying to sell two very dismal years as a brilliant success. I saw this past, probably within the last, it came out yesterday. I just saw it earlier today on Twitter. David Axelrod, former White House staffer, current CNN commentator, which tells you everything you need to know about the guy. He tweeted, and I quote, "In a way, the POTUS, President of the United States, is the victim of his own expansive expectation setting. He's quickly amassing a record of historic wins on infrastructure, guns, manufacturing, and now maybe prescription pricing, climate, and energy. Not a new deal, but pretty darned impressive at a 50-50 Congress." Well, okay. His achievements, by the way, his historic wins on infrastructure are essentially more transfer of wealth to the political class, more inflation. I mean, get back to me when we've seen something. When we talk about climate and energy, he did nothing. He's a potato. His handlers snuck through basically a rechristening of the Green New Deal as the Inflation Reduction Act, which will, by the way, increase inflation. Institutionalize it in some cases. But as far as prescription pricing goes, don't count your chickens before they're hatched. Let's talk about guns, by the way. Let's talk about this so-called win on guns that they're talking about here today. This happened yesterday. The House of Representatives passed a reprise of the assault weapons ban from 1994. It's changed up, but it's the first attempt to ban assault weapons, quote, assault weapons, end quote, since 1994. It passed 217 to 213 in a House of Representatives that has a considerably larger than 4-vote Democratic majority. So this is a win? No, it was a pointless, symbolic vote intended, in as many words, to get Republican votes on the record, but which will just as effectively put Democrat votes on the record, that barely squeaked past against, and by the way, the Democrats are saying it was bipartisan, and technically it was. Two Republicans did, in fact, break. Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania and Chris Jacobs of New York voted for the ban alongside 215 Democrat colleagues. So it's true. There is some bipartisan support for the ban. By the way, Jacobs represents Buffalo, where the Buffalo mass shooting took place. You can bet that his vote in favor was done with the permission of the minority leader. By the way, he's retiring, so permission was he's retiring as he faced backlash for his support of gun control. Should tell you something. However, five Democrats crossed the aisle. Henry Cuellar of Texas crossed the aisle, along with Jared Golden of Maine, J. Vicente Gonzalez of Texas, Ron Kind of Wisconsin, Ronnie Kay of Wisconsin, and Kurt Schrader of Oregon. And by the way, we're talking Gonzalez supports other gun control measures. A ban on assault weapons doesn't solve the problem. Yeah, it doesn't solve the problem he has of running in a very dismal year in a place like Texas, which even with the Uvalde massacre 3 months ago, I mean, you don't have to be much smarter or much smarter than AOC or more on top of things than President Biden to know that an assault weapon ban would have done nothing regarding any school massacre, any of them. I mean, you don't have to be much smarter than a potato or the president to know that when someone has 20 minutes, 40 minutes, 60 minutes alone in a room with their potential victims, that they don't need a rapid-fire weapon to kill lots of people. In fact, you could have killed almost that many people with a muzzle-loading musket and a bayonet. And in fact, most mass shooters, and for that matter, spree killers, do exactly that. Not with muskets. No, let's not go crazy here. The common handgun is still the weapon of choice for crazies, criminals, and the depraved. So, yes, the measure passed, a pointless, symbolic test that barely squeaked by against, with a little bit of bipartisan support and considerably more bipartisan opposition, which, by the way, will get gunned down remorselessly in the Senate because senators have fewer places to hide from votes like this. And even if it does somehow squeak through, which, by the way, 10 Republicans would need to defect, and not one of them will, mark my words, not a single Republican. Well, I don't want to regret saying that, but I predict not a single Republican of the 10 needed will defect. Perhaps one. And even if it does somehow pass, even if the Democrats manage to manufacture 9 Republican votes, perhaps by knocking them out and hiding them in the closet until the votes are counted, it'll get struck down in court. I mean, under the Heller and Bruin decisions in the Supreme Court, an assault weapon, AR-15s, AK-47s, are commonly owned firearms. The history in America currently is that these are commonly owned firearms, protected by the Second Amendment. This ban is DOA except as a way of what? Well, there's a good question right there. Why? I mean, as we've talked about in this program in the past, gun rights are winning the public opinion battle. Slowly, painfully, and not, be forgiven for not thinking so out if you look at the culture in places like Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York City, and Chicago. But we're winning. The good guys are slowly, painfully, with great effort, winning this thing. So why did the House do this? Because the Democrats are in a very different position than they were 2 years ago. Now, nothing to get cocky about. 2 years ago, they were riding an anti-Trump wave. People who were panicky about Donald Trump, who wanted revenge for 2016, people who were tired of mean tweets and cheap gas, came out and voted for Joe Biden, and probably would have voted for a wind-up set of chattering teeth with a Democrat endorsement. But again, that's President Biden, so I'm being redundant here. Oh, that was mean. I'm sorry. They would have voted for a set of wind-up chattering teeth, not to be mistaken for Joe Biden under any circumstances. There, how's that? A little more tactful? Anyway, people came out and voted against mean tweets and cheap gas. And they voted for anyone but Trump. It could have been whoever the Democrats nominated, except perhaps Bernie Sanders, last election. And it's not going that well for them this time around. They got their way, as I predicted, by the way, in 2018. They overreached. They overreached for all they're worth, and it is hurting them right now. And their popularity is shrinking, and they're getting shredded among Latinos and lost votes among African-Americans that they can't afford. I mean, if their minority vote drops much further, they are doomed on all national races. Places like Texas, the Democratic Party could probably stop jabbering about turning Texas blue any old time now. Oh, they'll keep doing it. That's the kind of thing that keeps fossils like Beto O'Rourke in the news. Ain't happening this year. So why are they doing this? Well, we'll come back to that after we get done talking with Brad Finstead coming up next, and Alan Shen at the top of the hour. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I start every day by reading through the stories at Daybreak Insider. In just 10 minutes, I can zip through 10 stories that matter, 10 stories that help me start my day and help shape where I go with the Mike Gallagher Show. You and I know the mainstream media is filling the airwaves with a left-wing take on the news of the day.
This is 60 Minutes, and we can't put on things we can't verify.
You won't put it on because it's bad for Biden.
It's critical to find a news source that tells the truth. Well, that's Daybreak Insider. Daybreak Insider is that source. I get it in my mailbox every day. It helps shape the stories I bring to you. It's a look at today's most compelling stories, how they are covered by the media, and provides responses from key conservatives in media and politics. Over 250,000 people get Daybreak Insider by email daily, and it's available to you at no cost. Go to daybreakinsider.com and simply plug in your email. That's daybreakinsider.com. In 5 minutes, you will be the most informed person in the office. That's daybreakinsider.com.
Christmas in July? Might as well be after your newly installed high-efficiency air conditioner kicks on. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is offering an instant savings of $650 on an AC unit or ductless system. Don't spend one more day without air conditioning in this summer's intense heat. Take advantage of these cool instant savings of $650 off an air conditioner or ductless system. Cool off all summer long with financing options of payments as low as $73 per month. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is a family-owned and operated business with 92 years of serving the Twin Cities community, servicing over 500,000 homes. Call and schedule your free estimate today. These offers are good until July 31st. Go to standardheating.com for more details. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, providing the comfort you deserve since 1930. That's standardheating.com. Mention the Patriot. Standardheating.com.
Warning, warning, warning. Once you taste the Rack Shack's Patriot Burger, other burgers will never measure up.
Hey, I'm Nick Anderson, General Manager of AM 1280 The Patriot, and we've partnered with my friend Keith Hittner Sr. from the Rack Shack Barbecue to create a burger worthy of the Patriot name.
It's a half-pound burger that's red, white, and blue through and through. American cheese on top, and the American flag proudly waves over the bun. The Patriot Burger comes with your choice of any of our delectable sides, like our famous hand-cut fries, all just for $12.80.
Best burger in town as far as I'm concerned, and it's $12.80 anytime, any day. Try it today at the Rack Shack Barbecue at the Cedar Cliff Center at Nichols and Cliff in Eagan.
Be careful. Once you try a Patriot Burger, you may never go back to a regular burger.
That's the Rack Shack Barbecue at RackShackBarbecue.com.
Get that Rack Shack attack. Rack Shack Barbecue. Ooh, 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 yeah.
AM 1280, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488, the number to call. Hey, you can register to win a one-on-one strategy session with David McKnight, a national best-selling author and retirement expert whose book, The Power of Zero, has been ranked in the top 10 best financial resources in the country by Forbes. It describes how to retire the 0% tax bracket, which sounds good to me. Learn more and sign up now at am1280thepatriot.com. That's The Power of Zero, David McKnight. 651-289-4488, the number to call should you care to join me on the broadcast here, and I hope you do. So my next guest coming up here is the GOP-endorsed candidate for the United States House of Representatives to replace Jim Hagedorn in the first congressional district, the first basically the southern tier of counties here in the state of Minnesota, one of the second biggest district, I think, in the state of Minnesota. Brad Finstead, great to have you on the show here today. How you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Always my pleasure. Absolutely. Been looking forward to talking with you, Brad. Now, the question I have here is, you stepped into one of the most travel-intensive jobs in politics I've seen recently. I mean, you had to run for the endorsement in the first congressional district in the special election. You had to run in the special primary to actually get on the ballot in the special election. You have the special election coming up, plus you have a primary coming up to go for the general election this fall. You must really love to campaign, Brad Finstead.
Yeah, it's either that or everyone should be questioning my sanity. But
you could do both.
Yeah, that's right. Right. So, yeah, I guess one day I just woke up and my wife and I said, hey, let's run for five or six elections in under 6 months.
Yeah.
And we decided to go for it. But no, it is, you know, it's been a grind, no doubt about it. My family and I are, you know, proud to be doing this. We're born and raised in southern Minnesota. We've lived and worked there for generations. You can hear right now I'm out campaigning.
Yep.
And this is our backyard. So we're happy to be doing it. We feel really convinced and convicted that our country needs adults in the room, and we need some strong conservative leadership back at the table. And I'm willing to step up and offer that.
So for those of us who don't live in the first congressional district, a lot of things that happen down there are kind of opaque to us. I mean, I grew up in North Dakota. I follow a lot of rural politics. I interviewed the late Representative Hagedorn quite a number of times in this broadcast here. But for those who are not completely immersed in first district politics, let's start out with the basics. Tell us a little bit about yourself and introduce yourself to the audience here at the 1280.
Yeah, no, that's great. Yeah, so my wife and I, we have a southern Minnesota story like a lot of folks. You know, we met in second grade on the school bus. Our families have farmed and owned agribusiness in south central Minnesota for generations. And we both went off to college and came back and decided to move back home. And we're proudly raising our seven children in the New Ulm area, and we're farmers. We own a farm that farms corn and soybeans, and we also have an agribusiness that works with farmers, and we have 45 employees, so we're a small business owner. And so I've had the opportunity to serve my community and serve the state and serve our country in a few different ways. I've served our community like most of my friends, families, and neighbors in southern Minnesota. You know, on the chamber board, the hospital board, the bank board, the school board. You name it, you know, we all kind of just get together and go shoulder to shoulder and get things done. And so my wife and I have been proud to do that in our community. I served in the Minnesota House of Representatives for three terms. I got elected when I was 25, retired from that when I was 31, and came back, to keep continuing farming and raising our family and building our business. And then in the Trump administration, I was appointed by President Trump to serve as the state director for the United States Department of Agriculture's Office of Rural Development. So I served in that administration under a presidential appointment. And so, yeah, I'm just kind of a blue collar, roll up your sleeves farm kid that just is focused on getting things done.
So you have plenty going on in your life, and we will come back to that, Brad Finstead. But what was it that decided you to throw your hat in the ring and run for Congress?
You know, it was a bunch of things all at once, I would say. But for me, it really comes down to this: the fact that my wife and I are raising seven kids, and we're looking at our kids, our children. We're asking ourselves, all right, are we doing the best we can as a country to leave them a better world than we've found? And I have just so much honor and respect for, you know, generations that have went before us with the hard work that they've done to build out our communities, the hard work and sacrifices that they've put in to defend our liberties, defend our country, and to, you know, really make us the most prosperous, best place in the world to live. And so now we kind of get to our generation, get to where we're at, and I just keep looking at our kids and the next generations to come, and I just don't think the answer is less civility, more debt, more inflation, less opportunities, more government, more infringements on their freedoms and rights, and really just creating a world for them that's going to be unrecognizable compared to the one that we've been benefited. So that's really what drives me. I just, you know, we can do better, and we owe it to them to do better.
So
that's my focus.
So you are, as we speak, busy campaigning around the 1st Congressional District. As you're out on the campaign trail, you certainly spend a lot of time on multiple campaign trails, this jaunt here. Brad Finstead, what are you hearing from people around the 1st Congressional District? What are the issues that they want someone to take to Washington for them?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, I'll tell you, people are fired up and they're fed up. And they are completely focused everywhere I go on family pocketbook issues. You know, so many times in politics and government, we can kind of get complacent and not really see firsthand effects of what's going on in Washington or in St. Paul. And we just kind of, you know, shrug our shoulders and move on. It's hard to shrug our shoulders and move on right now when you're putting $5 gas in your tank. And when you go to the grocery store and you've seen food and food prices double, triple, quadruple.
Yeah.
When we've seen grocery store shelves half full. And we've seen supply chain issues that just scratch your head. Like, we live in the greatest country in the world and we have a baby formula shortage.
Yeah.
Some of these things just don't happen in the United States. But they are. And so people are just saying, you know what, enough's enough. This is real. We're feeling it every day. We can't hide from it anymore. We can't pretend that politics and government doesn't matter to us because we're feeling it firsthand.
Absolutely.
And so I'm hearing it from white collar, blue collar, from Rochester to Laverne to Mankato to Medelia. Everywhere I go, farmer, small business, doctor, you name it. It has been uniform, consistent, and passionate.
651-289-4488 if you have questions or comments for Brad Finstead, who's running for the United States House of Representatives for Congress in the 1st Congressional District to replace Jim Hagedorn. Now, it's an interesting district, Brad, as you're well aware, having represented it in the Minnesota House for three terms, as you pointed out here. It was Gil Gutnick's district up until 2006. And then Tim Walz jumped in there and held it for 12 years, six terms he spent. God only knows how, a place like that. But Tim Walz managed to find the range in the 1st Congressional District and had eight terms, I believe, in D.C. before he came back and became governor. And, of course, we had Jim Hagedorn for a number of terms before his passing here. Is the district remaining just sort of flaky purple, or are you feeling any sort of significant change in overall voting patterns down in the 1st Congressional District, Brad Finstead?
I tell people, I mean, the neighbors, friends, and family that I grew up with are conservative as all get out, but we're kind of an independent, put your head down and just get things done kind of folks.
Yep.
Never been driven to partisan politics, but conservative in nature and resonate with people that really do connect and represent their values, their common sense conservative credentials, and you know, people that get it. You know, it's really about that. And you know, I will tell you from a Republican perspective, running for Congress, we've been over 50% once since 2004 in the 1st Congressional District. So I'm not taking anything for granted. I am not pretending that, you know, the talk of the red wave is just a slam dunk. You know, we're doing everything we can. We're running like we're 5 points behind, and we're going to finish this thing. We're going to sprint through the finish line. But, you know, folks are definitely conservative. Folks are definitely seeing that there is a lack of leadership and lack of answers, vision, and message from the Democrats right now. It feels like every time they open their mouths, it's going to hurt us one way or another, and we've seen it play out over and over again, and that's what I'm hearing from folks day in, day out.
We're talking with Brad Finstead, the GOP-endorsed candidate running in all the elections currently in the 1st Congressional District. I need a program to keep up with these right now. We're waiting on the special election now, right? Or we're waiting on that, as well as the primary to run in the general. Am I correct?
That's right, August 9th, and it even gets better because you can have a chance to vote for me twice on the same ballot, front and back.
Okay.
So, there's a little bit of education and explaining that's going on in this election cycle because of the uniqueness with the special general election happening same very day of the general primary on August 9th. So, and then to throw a little bit more fun into it, the special general election is in the old 1st Congressional District.
Oh, no.
And the primary for the general is under different lines with the redistricted 1st. district.
So hopefully you've got basically Detective Monk working as your campaign manager down there, because that's a lot to keep track of. Brad,
I have the best in the business, David Fitzsimmons.
Oh, Fitzsimmons, of course. Absolutely. Yeah, that's why we're talking today. Fitz was on the phone with me bright and early with this, so this is great. So can we keep you for another segment? Because I got a few other questions here. Another 10 minutes here or so after the break here?
Yep.
Absolutely. We're talking with Brad Finstead, GOP-endorsed candidate in the 1st Congressional District for a variety of elections coming up the week after next, August 9th. Primary day, special election day, the whole nine yards. I will talk about all that and much more. 651-289-4488 if you have questions for Brad Finstead. Northern Alliance, go nowhere.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Soaking up the sun in Fiji, walking through the sculpture garden in Minneapolis, or standing in awe at the Grand Canyon. We're where you are. Stream AM 1280, The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-260-1792. 800-260-1792. 800-260-1792. That's 800-260-1792.
What's your favorite high school sports memory? A late-inning rally? A game-winning shot? A photo finish? Maybe it's a pep rally or a pregame ritual. Maybe it's the euphoria of a late-night bus ride home after a hard-fought win. Maybe it's having pizza with teammates after the game. Now, imagine if it never happened at all. School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school, plus all those memories that are on the line, too. What can you do? It's simple. Buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Activities Administrators Association.
Did you know that the Patriot mobile app can do more than just stream your favorite shows? Here's cool feature number one. You can set an alarm on our app that will automatically start streaming The Patriot at whatever time you decide. It's easy. Just open the menu in the upper left-hand corner, select Alarm, and choose a time. You can set it to wake you up in the morning with Hugh Hewitt or any of your favorite hosts. Download the free AM 1280 The Patriot app today.
Get a slightly dented Bradford water heater installed from Champion Plumbing half price. This is a special offer from Champion Plumbing and AM 1280 The Patriot, and there's only one available. If you need a new water heater, call The Patriot now at 651-405-8800.
AM 1280 The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Matter of Life is being called the best pro-life movie ever made. The Matter of Life, Are the Unborn One of Us? This documentary takes a compassionate but complete look at the abortion debate. Very timely release with the recent overruling of Roe at the SCOTUS. You can watch it at salemnow.com. Some of the best streaming content you will find. The list of titles goes on and on. You go out to salemnow.com for a Matter of Life, you'll find about 15 other things you want to watch, so do it. 651-289-4488, the number to call. If you want to have questions or comments for Brad Finstead, former Minnesota State House of Representatives member, current candidates in all of the various races that will eventually lead to the coverage of the CD1 seat in the United States House of Representatives. We'll talk more about that in a moment here. But, Brad, first of all, before we go to the phones, how can people find out more about you and your campaign?
Yeah, so the easiest way is finsteadforcongress.com. That would be great. That's our website. And from there, you can navigate through and would love to have any help, any ideas, thoughts, and you know, we're under this sprint of finish lines with all of these elections, so we need people engaged and involved, and we've been very, very blessed with tons of folks that have been very helpful during this campaign, but we're always welcoming more.
Yeah, what kind of help do you need in your campaign? What kind of help does a congressional candidate need from volunteers in the first congressional district?
Well, when you're running four elections in under 6 months, we take anything and everything. So we've got people out knocking doors today. We have parades. We love our parades in southern Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
I think if I would have went to every one, it would have been over 180 parades. So there's many days where we're doing two or three or four parades in a day. So if anybody knows how to administer an IV drip to keep me hydrated in between parades, that would be helpful. But, yeah, in all seriousness, you know, parade walkers, door-to-door, phone calls, there's always letters and mail going out, so just anything and everything. And then, obviously, we, you know, it takes resources to do this, so financial contributions are always welcome.
You don't have to live in the first CD to contribute. By the way, Finstead for Congress, I've posted the link at shotinthedark.info. I'll be posting that momentarily here at shotinthedark.info for those of you who need to find someplace familiar to find all these links. We'll be posting that shortly here. Let's go to the phones in Apple Valley. Patrick, you're on the line with Brad Finstead. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon, Brad. I hope you can hear me. I'm driving in western Wisconsin, and I would encourage you to focus on the differences, the incredible differences between the progressive left and conservatism. We are seeing with our own eyes their true colors. When Roe was overturned, they freaked out. They're freaked out about climate change, and we've got to wean ourselves off of fossil fuels. And the whole issue with government programs, I mean, the differences, it's like the Grand Canyon, the differences between the progressive left and conservatism. If you can articulate that, and if you fight like hell, people will gravitate toward you because of those policies.
Patrick, thanks for your call. Brad Finstead, if Dave Fitzsimmons leaves the campaign, you've got another advisor there for you. But Patrick says a couple things. I mean, are you feeling some traction for some of the standard conservative policies and pushback against what our current administration is pushing, which has a devastating
100%.
Effect? Absolutely. Go ahead.
Yeah. 100% feeling it and hearing it from everyday folks all over southern Minnesota. So Patrick is right on. You know, you look at the attack on fossil fuels. You tell that to a farmer that's got his F-250, 350 bushel wagon full of corn from the farm to the field to the market. Now let's make that truck electric. Where's the pulling power? Where's the charging power? Where's the capacity to do what we need from an infrastructure? And the fact of the matter is it's just not there. So They're talking, you know, the progressive left is talking with emotions and fairy tales, where conservatives are practical. We have the answers for the troubles that we're facing as a country right now. We need to be more energy producing as a country. We need to stop begging the bad actors of this world for oil. When we go to Venezuela on our hands and knees begging for oil, we shouldn't be alarmed. We shouldn't be wondering why we're paying $5 for gas, because they're seeing our vulnerability and our lack of leadership from the top down. I mean, this is Biden's Democrat Party right now. Own up for it, and own up for the mistakes that they've made that we're paying for. The families of southern Minnesota, families of Minnesota are paying for.
So, by the way, the Democrats are crowing about the price of gas dropping for several days here, dropping 50 cents, 30 to 50 cents after going up $2.50 in recent months. Is the price of fertilizer reacting anywhere near as well? Because I know that's been a big issue. The price of fertilizer and all the other staples of the farm economy are out of control lately. And people wondering,
you think with all the manure the Democrats are throwing, our fertilizer prices would be going down. But they're not. You know, I on my farm have saw a 200% to 400% increase of fertilizer input.
Yeah, so, I almost feel like I threw you that straight line, but no, I didn't. You just took that and swang at it, and it worked, absolutely.
Yeah, I know we're feeling it. You know, so we've had some market conditions which have been favorable to the farm economy, but favorable in the short-term extent, because when you're paying 200% to 400% increase on your inputs, it's not sustainable. There's going to be a cliff that's going to hurt farm country. And again, the lack of leadership with the Democrats right now, letting Russia run all over Ukraine, which is a major supplier of urea, which is a fertilizer for farming.
Yep.
You know, again, you shouldn't be surprised that this is happening when we've put up one of the worst presidents that we've seen in our country's history. We have no leadership in Congress right now from the Democrats. Nancy Pelosi is running the economy into the ditch, running our farm economy into the ditch. And we have folks, you know, my opponent is proudly on board with that party and has been financially supportive to them over and over again. So it couldn't be more clear to the folks that I'm talking about that this is just not sustainable where we're at.
Excellent. Yeah, and by the way, interesting that you mentioned a Democrat opponent. It'll be, I imagine it's going to be a relief to actually face a Democrat after all this duking it out with Republicans, which continues through the primary here. We got about a minute remaining, Brad Finstead. Let's, for those in the audience who are in the 1st Congressional District and listening, one more time, let's go through the all the things they have to keep track of to vote for you in the special and in the primary. What do they have to keep in mind?
Yeah, so the next big milestone for us is August 9th in just under 10, what is it, 10, 11 days, whatever we're at here.
Yeah.
August 9th, we have the special general election. And so that is going to be when we will elect our next member of Congress in Southern Minnesota's 1st Congressional District to fill out the term that Congressman Agedorn was serving in.
But
that
wait, there's
same
more.
Very day.
That's right.
That same very day is the primary for the next two-year cycle, so it's the general election primary. So, and it's on both sides of the ballot. So I'm just asking folks to vote early and often, get both sides of the ballot where they see my name, check the box. I would really appreciate it. And then, God willing, come back, and, you know, I'm running again right away in November.
If you see Finstead on the ballot, check it. That's a good rule of thumb. Brad Finstead, one more time with the website.
FinsteadForCongress.com, and I just appreciate any and all support.
Absolutely. I've got that posted at shotinthedark.info. That is live right now. Brad Finstead, best of luck on August 9th with all of the elections, and let's have Fitzsimmons give a holler when we need to start getting you on the air for the general. I look forward to it. Thanks for talking with us today.
Yeah, thank you all.
Absolutely. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. When we come back, Alan Shen is running for the Minnesota House in District 40B. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
HP 42 technology, SBS rubberized polymer, cementitious filler, cellulose fiber.
Hi, this is Tim O from the Kingdom Builders Roofing.
There's a lot of stuff that goes into making quality shingles, and choosing the best shingle for your roof shouldn't be complicated. There's quite a few shingle manufacturers, and each manufacturer has a number of options available. So how do you know what the best shingle is for your roof and budget? When you choose to work with the Kingdom Builders, rest assured that we can explain the differences between the top shingles in our market and the pros and cons of each. Even though there are a lot of great shingles out there that we work with, there may be a specific feature or color that you'd like on your new roof. Some shingles have a greater resistance to black algae streaking, which we see quite a bit of in our area. Some shingles stick down and stay put better than others. We can show you the samples and explain the differences clearly. If you need your roof inspected, just give us a call at 612-900-9166 or go to thekingdombuilders.com.
At AM1280thepatriot.com, you guide the conversation.
With us is one of my favorite American patriots, James Lindsay.
You've been more and more outspoken on this idea of queer theory.
Yeah.
Queer theory is an assault on the normal. Imagine that being considered normal is a special kind of thing. Certain people who called themselves normal, this is what it means to be normal, said, well, we're going to define what normal means so that we get to be normal and you freaks don't get to have any power. And queer theory is like, we're going to break that down using exactly the same methods that Karl Marx devised.
What are those methods?
The main thing that they do is they call it queering something. So they make it weird. They come in and they make it weird. So they'll show up wearing weird clothes to an event that it's inappropriate to wear those clothes to.
It's interesting.
The idea is to introduce a little bit of something different into the definition of the main thing so that the main thing loses its definition.
Simply visit AM1280thepatriot.com. Click on Hosts and search for the topics that matter most to you. AM 1280, The Patriot, is W.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.